Hello, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of the Unscripted Pulpit. Today is November 16th, 2025. We are in a vital season. We are in a time of year when some weird stuff, some weird things that go on, as well as some joyous things. We are officially 11 days from Thanksgiving and say 40 days, 39 days away from Christmas. As I'm sure you hear the somber piano music in the background, I want to talk about something that a lot of people don't want to talk about, they don't want to cover. But it's something that is near and dear to me, that I personally have experienced, something that my family has experienced as a whole, and many others. And that is the mental status and the mental struggles with the holidays. Living with depression is difficult, really and truly, any time of the year. But it's particularly hard to navigate during the holiday season. During the holidays, during Christmas, Thanksgiving, friends and family and kids and everybody around expect us to be happy, excited, and all bubbly and nice and joyous and any other metaphorical word that you can come up with, which that can oftentimes be impossible for those of us, myself included, maybe somebody in your family, maybe it's you, but everybody expects the joy of the season to be the joy of our attitudes, especially, like I said, with those of us that struggle with depression, anxiety, and other mental battles that we face. Personally, for myself, ever since I can remember struggling with depression, the holidays for me, they've kind of felt like a hurdle. They have felt like they've just felt like something difficult to grasp. They're more of a struggle than anything. And maybe you have felt the same way, trying to figure out and to navigate your feelings during this time of year. And it's such a good time of year. I honestly mean that. But depression, the definition of depression is a mood disorder that many people experience through their lives. Some have situational depression. Others struggle with long-term chronic depression. I personally have struggled with multiple forms or fashions. Sometimes doing laundry feels like I'm climbing Mount Everest. Sometimes doing laundry feels like I'm having to walk 10 miles, whereas other days it's fine. Sometimes you feel alone. Sometimes you see everyone else around you smiling and enjoying festivities or whatever the case may be, not necessarily at the holidays, but anytime. And you feel so alone. But that's what I'm here to talk with everybody about tonight, or whenever you're listening to this, is the simple fact that you are not alone. There's many of us out there that struggle with some of the same stuff, and we don't have to struggle with it. Now, that's me preaching to the choir here. But as a lot of people may go, say, 10 out of 12 months and not really experience anything. They may be perfectly fine, but then the holidays come up and you start to think of maybe a loved one, a mother or a father or someone that used to love the holidays. You start to think about that person and you start to think about the different things that progress throughout the holidays. But as you begin the task of navigating your situation through the holidays, the number one thing I could say is to remember that God is always with you. The 23rd Psalms is probably the prime example of would probably be the best thing that I could give you. Out of anything that I could say, I've kind of put a few things together, a few pieces of scripture, kind of form a thought here. But we'll start out with probably one of my favorite scriptures, and we've covered it a few episodes back. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We have a heavenly Father who has not left us. He's not turned us out to pasture. But he's brought us to green pastures. He's brought us to calm, cool waters for us to drink from. And even though we walk through, as it says there in verse 4 of the 23rd Psalms, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear any evil, for he is with us. He promises us that. It can feel at times that, we're alone and nobody understands our struggles and our pains and everything else, but there's not a single tear that we shed that goes unnoticed by God. He sees our pain. He's walking with you through it. That is one thing that I love about the promises of God. Is that he's never walking out in front of us. He's never walking behind us, but he's walking with us. He promises to stay with us. We are never truly alone, like I said, because God is always with us. Even though the carnal mind causes us with depression to feel hopeless or feel as though nothing good will ever happen and all these negative thoughts, but they're not true. Those are just arrows that the devil shoots out to try to get us. There's hope in our future, that good things will happen and good things have happened. Even, these things might not happen in our earthly lives, but we have enough to look forward to. There's always something to remember to look forward to, whether it be tomorrow, whether it be the next day, whether it be weeks away. We always have something to look forward to. We always have hope. There has never been not a moment where we are not promised hope. Because we have the hope of everlasting life. We have the hope that God gave us on Calvary when He died. We are promised and given a lot of things. Hebrews 11 and 16 says, "But now they desire a better country, that is, in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city." The Bible says that He goes away to prepare a city for us, that if it was not so, He would have told us. When Jesus ascended into heaven, He told those around, He told the multitude that He said, will send a comforter. He'll send somebody to take care of us and comfort us. We all know that depression and anxiety and other mental stuff, it steals our joy. It takes away our happiness. Joy that you might have had at one point for an event or a holiday or activity or even hobbies. All of that stuff can be dissipated by the mental status that you're in. I cannot stress enough the vitality. The Bible says numerous times that He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. James 4 and 8, if I'm not mistaken, it's 4 and 8, says, "Come near to God and He will come near to you." That's probably not the correct verbiage and everything, but you can look that up. There's all kinds of scriptures. You know, the Bible says, cast your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Come unto me, all ye who are heavy laden and a burden, I will give you rest. The crippling mentality of depression and all the things that you face in your life with your mental status as we approach the holidays, they are not final. They are not the final ruling. They're not the final judgment. Your carnal mind does not decide the judgment in which you face day to day. You can overcome the things that you are facing within your thoughts, within your life. We don't have to deal, and we don't have to deal and do with our current situation because we're promised better. I know that it's easier said than done. I know that it's some might say it's practically bar none impossible. But we have hope in a place called Calvary. Because Christ didn't die for us to sit here and suffer. Like I said a moment ago, He said, "Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He didn't just say it trying to be nice. He said it because He meant it. I want to close this off by saying, just as some closing remarks. First and foremost, if you at any point are struggling with depression or anxiety, or you are facing something that you just want to talk to somebody, You need, to bend somebody's ear. You need to ask some prayer or whatever the case may be. The staff here at the Unscripted Pulpit, we're not counselors. We're not people that have any type of degrees or anything like that. We are people who have struggled and fought and struggled. We're people just like you are. We're nothing special. We wouldn't have anything that we have if it wasn't for God and His blessings that He's given us. But I can't stress it enough. If you get to the point where you just need somebody to talk to, reach out to us. Reach out to us. We're just a call away. We'll make sure our phone number, we try to make sure it's posted everywhere. But 859-412-2187. That number is it rings to our phones just like it would if you was to call our personal cell phone numbers. On our website, we have a prayer request area. Maybe you just want us to call your name out. And we would be more than happy to do that. We have our website there that you can go on and put a prayer request up. If you don't want us to know it's you, make it anonymous. Tell us, put a fake name down there. We don't care. We're still going to pray for it. But as we kind of close this out, before we say a little prayer here, if we can ever be of any help, any guidance, assistance, let us know. Let us help you carry your burdens. Sometimes I feel personally that I pray and my prayers don't reach no higher than the ceiling. Sometimes it's nice to know that somebody's praying for me. Dear kind and gracious Heavenly Father God, Lord, I thank you so much for our listeners. I thank you for our time together. I thank you for your blessings. But most of all, God, I thank you for the joy that you've given us. And Lord, I know that there will be times in our life when we feel like the joy is so overshadowed by the things that are going on in life. But I also know that we have victory over those things. God, I ask, Lord, right now that if anyone listening, anyone under the sound of my voice that may be struggling or whatever the case may be, Lord, that you would reach down and you'd wrap them up in a way that they would know that it's you. In a way that they would know and feel the comfort. God, I can't thank you enough for where you brought me from. But I know that there's other out there that may be struggling. But Lord, I ask you, Lord, to just help each one. Lord, help me to be a better friend to those that might be struggling. Help those that might be listening that maybe they have someone in their family or someone, a loved one or coworker or someone else that might struggle with the struggles of depression and anxiety. God, I ask that you would reach down and help them understand and give them guidance that this is not the final say-so. That no doctor, medical professional, psychologist, counselor, or any man on earth ever will have the final say-so. But God, that you would reach down and that you would bless them and alter their mind. Turn what is meant for evil into good. We know that Satan tries many times, Lord, to come after us in many different ways. Oh, but God, we know that you have all power. We know that you can fix what is broken because we belong to you. Lord, I thank you for our listeners once again. I thank you for this platform. I thank you for this ministry. And Lord, I will never be able to thank you enough for all that you have done for me. It is in Jesus' name I pray. And Lord, I humbly ask these things. Amen. And amen. Somebody ought to testify.